Joe Biden Deputy Press Secretary TJ Ducklow resigns over scandal. By Charlie Spiering on February 13, 2021. President Joe Biden's Deputy Press Secretary TJ Ducklow resigned Saturday, unable to survive the scandal of verbally abusing a female reporter on the phone. "No words can express my regret, my embarrassment, and my disgust for my behavior," Ducklow wrote in his resignation statement, admitting that his conversation was abhorrent, disrespectful, and unacceptable. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki accepted Ducklow's resignation in a statement on Saturday evening. "We are committed to striving every day to meet the standard set by the president in treating others with dignity and respect, with civility and with a value for others through our words and our actions," she said, noting that senior staff spoke with Ducklow about the incident on Saturday evening. The incident between Ducklow and Politico reporter Tara Palmieri began on January 20 on Biden's inauguration day. In a phone conversation with Palmieri, Ducklow threatened to destroy her after she called his girlfriend and Axios reporter, Alexi McCammond, to discuss their romantic relationship for a story. McCammond is a reporter for Axios and a NBC/MSNBC contributor and covered the 2020 Biden campaign. Ducklow also accused Palmieri of focusing on the story because she was jealous of a man in the past who wanted to fuck his now girlfriend rather than her. He also accused Palmieri of being jealous of his relationship with his girlfriend. Ducklow did not publicly deny the allegations. "I used language that no woman should ever have to hear from anyone, especially in a situation where she was just trying to do her job," Ducklow wrote in his resignation statement. The conversation was off the record, but Palmieri reported her concerns about the abusive comments to her editor, who contacted Ducklow's boss, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, about the incident. Senior White House officials, including Psaki, White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield, and Biden senior advisor Anita Dunn apologized for the incident in a call with Politico editors, and Ducklow issued a private written apology. But the same White House officials also expressed their disappointment that Palmieri broke an off-the-record agreement with Ducklow. Ducklow then shared details of his relationship with McCammond to People magazine. After details of the conversation went public on Friday in Vanity Fair, Psaki announced that she would suspend Ducklow without pay for a week and that he would no longer work with Politico reporters in the future. "That's not behavior that we will tolerate," Psaki said during the White House press briefing after the suspension. "So those were the steps that were taken, and we felt it was a serious punishment." The story outraged Washington, D.C., reporters, many of whom voiced their opinions publicly on social media and during the White House press briefing. Even after the punishment, prominent journalists pressed for Ducklow's resignation, criticizing his behavior as sexist and unacceptable. Other media figures reminded the White House of President Joe Biden's promise to fire employees on the spot if they ever spoke down or mistreated a colleague. Psaki clarified during the briefing on Friday that Ducklow was not speaking about any White House policy in his conversation. "He had a heated conversation about a story related to his personal life," Psaki said. "I'm not saying that's acceptable, but I just want to be clear that this was not about an issue related to the White House." Ducklow expressed regret for his conduct in his resignation statement. "I am devastated to have embarrassed and disappointed my White House colleagues and President Biden, and after a discussion with White House communications leadership tonight," he wrote. "I resign my position and will not be returning from administrative leave."